Well, I was supposed to have all the time in the world to record today, but it turned out I now relegated to I've got maybe 20 minutes, if that. Bummed me out. I was supposed to have a child-free day today, so I actually went to the expense of putting on a face and making myself look pretty. Because even though you can't see me, I feel so much better when I'm in my makeup, I have my hair done. I like to pretend you can see me. And I am really, really, really hypersensitive about my looks. So even when I record, if I have the time, if it's not in the middle of the night, I will totally go put on makeup, do my hair, and make it a thing. And I'll try to wiggle in some pictures for my FetLife or something if I can, or for my Reddit followers who like pictures, or my Patreon people who do get very special pictures because they're my Patreon people and they actually want to pay for this stuff, which always floors me because I've never thought that me rambling on was really worth anyone paying me for. People are like, "Well, no, it's not. It's the coming. They're paying you to hear you come." I'm like, "Well, that's cool, but I would have done that anyways. Money didn't need to come into it. I don't mind. Come watch me come. You don't need to pay for it. I enjoy doing it. I like being on display. What can I say?" Anyways, to the point. I thought I was gonna have all day today to just really sink into it and make you some amazing in-depth, interactive kind of audios. And then I got a message from my kid going, "I need you to pick me up in 30 minutes." I'm like, "God damn it. No, you were supposed to be at a friend's today. You're supposed to be not here. Not here, so I could do all kinds of debaucherous shit that would put you in therapy again." Still, your therapist doesn't need more shit from me. I fucked you up enough. Don't be home while I'm trying to record. So that means I got 20 minutes to do something. One of the big reasons that I stopped making my so much of my stuff for pay was because it became a job and I wasn't giving you good stuff because I was just like, "No, I have to make something now. It doesn't have to be good. I just have to make it." Well, I didn't like doing that. I hated doing that. I did not feel like what I was providing was good work. And so I said, "Let me just take the job part out of it." And then it's back to being something I love. Then it's a hobby. Then it's something I can pick up and put down whenever I feel like. And no one's depending on me. I know that's not entirely true. No matter what I do, some of you will depend on me, and I know you exist, and that's why I keep coming back because I do care that some of you do depend on me for, to come, to feel a little bit better about things, to address some inner demons, do some shadow work, do some spiritual stuff. I'm here for all that. I just wish I had more fucking time. So, anyways, so here I am. I've got literally have to be running out the door in, okay, at this point, 20 minutes if I speed. And I don't bother putting on anything more than a dress real quick that I can throw on over my head that I don't have to style. Literally, I think I'm just gonna throw on a muumuu and run. Not that I have any muumuus, but you get the idea. Pair of sweats and go. But it's like, here, I'm standing in the middle of my recording room. I am naked. I've got great hair. I've got great makeup. And I've got, we'll say, 15 minutes to do something with all of this. The only upside is that my husband got out my Wonder Bunny for me. Thank God, because it's so fucking heavy. And if I know anything, that this thing would make me come really quick, really hard, and I'm not gonna need a lot of preamble for it. So I guess that's what we're doing. We're gonna do another motor bunny session because I don't have time to do anything cooler. But really, is there anything cooler than the motor bunny? Is there anything big than a giant motorcycle-like toy you can straddle and just vibrate your brains out and come all over the place? Probably not. So I guess I'm gonna do that. Let's see. So thankfully it's already out, so you don't have to wait for me to do all of the stuff. All I have to do is just come over here and kneel down, slide my pussy right on this thing. I will say.
Because I am not a physical person. Actually, I've been disabled since I was 23. So almost 20 years. 18 years at this point. Wow. I use a wheelchair when I'm out doing a lot of walking or in public. My legs, ironically, they look good for as atrophied as they really are. So using this thing, oh my God, what it's done to my quadriceps and my hamstrings. Like, seriously, like, I will use it for 20 minutes, maybe not even that, maybe like 15, 10, something. Come real quick, and my legs ache for days from squeezing this thing between my thighs and from riding it and using those muscles that I don't use. So I guess it's a good thing I'm getting a workout, but still it's kind of like, oh. I mean, my husband laughs. He laughs when I'm limping up the stairs. What happened? Nothing. You used the bunny again, didn't you? Shut up. Fuck you, dude. He'll just laugh. He will follow my ass up the stairs laughing every time I wince. He's not a sadist, but there are times when I really wonder. So, but I'm not going to waste your time anymore. I'm going to get comfy here. Grab the controllers. So I guess the question becomes, you know, do I start low and work my way up, or do I just like tackle it? I'm not using an internal one at the moment just because comfort, and because I had so many other plans today. All I had it set up for was the really little tiny bumpy one that I can put my clit over and just use the vibration. So, you know, let's just start and see how it feels. You know what I love about this is it's not just that it gives me a sensation on my clit, but that I get that whole vibrating feeling like all over my pussy. One is definitely not enough. Lean back on it, like if I was actually riding somebody. Let's see, there's three. Three's not bad. Oh. One audio I hope to make for you guys soon is I'm hoping. Oh, feels good. I'm hoping I can get my husband to like tie me down to this thing and just play with me and torture me with it. Make me come for you over and over again while he just plays with the dials. Shows off what a fucking slutty and wanton wife he has. I know he's gotta put her on this thing to get her to calm the fuck down so I can take her out in public and not worry that she's gonna hump him somewhere. I think we need more. Always need more. It's never enough. Let's see, should we take it to five? Yeah. Oh yeah, it feels so good. God, I'm just rubbing my pussy all over it, letting it just do what it does. Oh, play with my titties. Oh, God. Fuck. So good. No, should we take it higher? Yeah. Do you want me to go higher? It's not even halfway up yet. This dial goes to 11 after all. Five isn't quite there yet. Oh, it feels so good though. What does six feel like? Oh, I love sex, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I love having my pussy tortured on this thing. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God. I swear, I want to have a play party where I just, or I let my guests just tie me down to this thing and play with the controls, tease my nipples, make me suck cock, make me play with pussies all while I come on it. Oh, and if I don't do what they want, then they can just go, no more for you. Oh, I'm so sad. I would do anything. Anything to get that pleasure back. Please turn it back up. Please, I'll suck on your cock. Please. Please. Please, I'll play with your pussy. Please, just turn it back up for me. Please, I need it. It's not enough this low. Yeah. Oh. Oh, more, 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 more. More. Oh, yeah. Back up to the 6. Oh, like it right there. It feels so good. Oh, it feels so good on my pussy. Oh, so good on my little clitty. Oh, it feels so good. You want to go higher? You want to make me come and squirt? Turn it up then. Turn it up. Turn it up. Turn it up. Oh God, yeah. Oh God, oh. Fuck, I'll do anything you want with this thing between my legs. Just don't stop. Just don't stop. Don't, oh, fuck. 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 Oh. Oh. Oh, it's all the way up. It's all the way up. It's all the way up at max. Oh, my legs are shaking. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, I can feel my gum sliding down my thighs. Oh, fuck, I'm making a puddle. Oh, I want to suck on your cock while I do this. Oh, give it to me. Give it to me. I fucking need it. Of that was because I didn't use an insertable. Right now all I want is something to fuck me hard. Like, not vibrating. I need to be
fucking penetrated and pounded. But do I have the time? It's been 15 minutes. Ooh, it's gonna be cutting it close. orgasms on a timetable. Never easy. God, it sucks being a parent.
So sadly, I was not able to finish the play session that I was doing with the Motor Bunny because I'm a mom, and sure enough, literally as soon as I had a really good orgasm, I got a call from my kid. Was like, you gotta come get me now. I was like, God damn it. Okay, fine. I will say, lesson learned, I should not use the Motor Bunny before I have to drive because it took me at least a good 10 minutes to get to a point where I could walk without, like, my knees giving out on me. So, but I didn't want to just leave the audio hanging. So I'm like, you know what? I'll do a little addendum in the car while I'm on the way and let you know what happened. But I hope you enjoyed the beginning part of this, and I hope that I will be able to do more of those for you in the future. Hopefully where I don't have to run out like the second I come. But you know what? I'm all about reality, and the reality is sometimes you gotta go and pick up your kids. It doesn't matter that you want to come more. They don't fucking care. So, ah well, the plight of the mom. This is why I don't think I could ever do, you know, like, porn professionally, because the amount of outtakes that would have to happen with my life and my body and and any, like, director worth his salt would be so sick of me by before the day was done. I guess that's why I'll keep doing this, where I have total control over what you hear, when you hear it, and trying to work real life in between all of the kinkiness and the craziness. That is what I enjoy. So, anyways, sorry for the abrupt end, and there will be more forthcoming, I promise. I'm actually starting to feel more like myself. I'm feeling upbeat, happy, hopeful, perky. I may have some new partners. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. It's still very tentative. I'm just getting to know, like, three people right now. Two of them are a couple. So we'll see. I'm trying not to get too excited. I do find it funny as hell, though, that as soon as I did my in bulk ritual to let my heart, like, go of all of the shit and the anger and the frustration and the hurt that certain individuals caused me, suddenly, once that was kind of pulled out of me and lessened significantly, all of a sudden, it's like the universe went, okay, and now you're ready for a decent relationship. Now you're ready for some fun. Now you're not tangled up with heartbreak and feeling shitty because people were awful and stupid and mean. So, yay! So I am now coming up onto my kid's school. I've got beautiful Mount Rainier, like, in my, like, right ahead of me. She is looking so pretty today. She is beautiful and out. And, so, obviously, since I keep this away from my kid, I'm definitely gonna have to make an end of this. But, again, thanks everybody who's been really supportive, who has been listening to my stuff, who like it, who tell me every day that, you know, I matter and, you know, I'm someone they look forward to talking to and, or, well, talking to. Well, some of you talk to me. But hearing from and, you know, I really appreciate all of that. And also, please, if you listen to me on Lit, please, 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 I hate to ask this, I fucking hate to self-promote, but please, if you like what I do, please award stars, because honestly, I can't get any fucking respect as a hobbyist because I don't make you pay for this shit. And because nobody really ever rates anything, you know, my content may be good, but nobody believes it's good because nobody's rating it. So... you know, if it totally sucks, of course, let me know. But otherwise, you know, please. So that said, I'm going to end this because I'm where I need to be. And again, thank you for everything. And you'll be hearing more from me. Bye-bye.